Welcome back to Sports on the Round from the Ground Round here on the Beaver Radio Network. BSU men's hockey team will host Arizona State this weekend. Their head coach, Greg Powers, joining us on the Paul Bunting Communications Hotline. Coach, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Coach Saraturi told me the story of how your program got elevated to Division I. He was on the WCHA site visit to your school. Can you share that story with our listeners? Because that's a great story.
It's crazy. You know, we certainly were always just focused on creating and having the premier club program in the United States. And we developed our program into that. We were very successful. And a young student wrote an article on us and obviously interviewed our athletic director and asked what it would take to elevate our club program to varsity status. And our athletic director, Ray Anderson, said really if the financing presented itself, that he would be all for it. And within a couple of hours, it presented itself and that article being published. And here we are. So we were really thrown into this quickly, and we're thankful that we were. And it's been quite a ride.
What was your reaction like when you opened up that envelope and saw that check?
It was pretty crazy. It's still today. Because it's happened so fast, you know, and we had to, you know, we're playing this year with 15 freshmen and then the rest of our team's really guys from our club team. So, you know, it's frustrating. We're not having a ton of success. We knew we wouldn't. We're focused on the process, but you know, that day was surreal and really every day we really are grateful and just kind of have to pinch ourselves and keep working. We're in a great spot here.
You played at Arizona State. You've coached there now for 8 years. How can you use your past history to help guide this program through the transition process?
Well, I think that's the key. Is I'm an alumni and there's not a person out there and the hockey world that cares more about our university and more about our program than I am. And that's why I know I'm the right guy for this job. And, you know, I know I've never coached at the NCAA level, but, you know, I have more passion for this program and the jersey that our kids put on every day than anybody. And at the end of the day, I really truly believe that's what matters most. And we've had some success this year with a very young and experienced team. And recruiting is going very well, and that's what kids today want to play for. They don't really care that much about, you know, the pedigree anymore. They want to play for somebody that cares and cares about them as people and wakes up every day and loves what they're doing and the passion's genuine and it is with me.
How have you approached filling out that roster and filling out a schedule here through this process?
Well, this year was really kind of, I don't want to say we threw, you know what to the wall and hope it stuck, but essentially, you know, we had to play anybody that would play us. You know, we weren't sure when we announced in November, I wasn't sure if we would even get 10 games and we ended up getting 25. But really it was, if you would play us, we'll play you. People thought, I think we're a little crazy for the difficulty of schedule that we've had. I mean, We went through a stretch there where we played, you know, three top 20 teams in series in a row. Actually, four, if you include Yale, the game against Yale. And so Omaha, St. Cloud, Yale, and then before that RPI. You know, so it was really just we'll play anybody that we can play. And filling out a roster, you know, we tried to go get older kids that were obviously uncommitted. We knew we weren't going to be able to bring any superstars right away and any high skill. And you can see that in our lack of offensive production. We're having trouble scoring goals, which we knew we would. So we're focused on competing. And if we get out competed, we don't have a chance to win. And the goal for us really from day one against Division I opponents was to give ourselves a chance to win going into the third period. And if we did that in enough games, we would steal some wins. And we have.
Kind of a hockey state has Arizona become?
You know, it's growing. It's really all largely in part due to the NHL. Obviously, the Coyotes have done a great job trying to grow the game here. Youth hockey here is really good. There's a lot of ex-NHLers that retire here. And so the youth hockey coaching, both of my kids are in youth hockey, is unbelievable. I mean, there's ex-pros scattered throughout every rink. And so kids are getting taught the game the right way. And you can see it with the talent that's coming up here out of the state every year. More and more kids are playing at high levels and playing Division I hockey, and obviously soon we're going to have a homegrown kid perhaps get drafted first overall in the NHL. So it's heading in the right direction.
When do you want to make a decision on a potential league?
Soon. You know, we're going through the process really every day and evaluating what's best for our student athletes. We were really blown away by the WCHA when they came in. They did a heck of a job presenting, you know, what their conference was all about. And we visited a few WCHA programs this year already, and Anchorage and Lake Superior State. And we're excited to come up to Bemidji and kind of, you know, take in that setting and talk to Coach Territory and a little bit more and, you know, tour the facility and just kind of, you know, get a grasp for how things go in that league. And that's how we're evaluating it. We just went to two NCHC schools in Omaha and St. Cloud, and those are great experiences. And then once the season ends, I think we'll all get together down here and try and make a calculated decision at what's best for our future.
Please don't let the 25 below temperatures sway you one way or the other.
Yeah, we're not looking forward to that. It's I'm not going to lie to you. We could have picked a better date to come up to Bemidji, but I'm sure Tom knew what he was getting us into.
How does being at a big-time university help you as far as a conference affiliation? How does it hurt you?
Well, I think it helps us in every way possible. I mean, you know, we have a brand, and everyone knows who Arizona State is, and everybody knows what that logo is. And so I think we bring brand recognition to any conference that we would go to. I think, you know, the fact that we're the first Pac-12 school and major institution, you know, on the West Coast and the Sun Belt, obviously outside of Colorado, to add Division I hockey, it's a big deal. And I think we would bring very positive publicity and brand awareness to any conference that we would go to. And, you know, for the most part, with a really makeshift roster for this year, we've proven to be pretty competitive, and hopefully everybody sees the future is very bright here with us able to really compete most games and have the ability to win. So, you know, I think the future is very bright. I think most people in college hockey would agree and see that. And to add a big name university that has a tremendous upside on the ice, I think would benefit any conference. And, you know, from a negativity standpoint, I'm obviously biased, but I don't think we bring any negatives to the table. We're building this the right way, and we have the right people involved, and our administration is really 100% behind us and intent on building a first-class college hockey program here at Arizona State. And I think we would bring tremendous amount of value to anywhere we go.
How, if any, has your weekly preparation for a weekend changed from club level to NCAA level?
Well, it's just obviously, you know, we were able to practice a heck of a lot more. I mean, we ran our club program as close to an NCAA program as we could. You know, you can only leverage so much when kids aren't on scholarship, but I think that's why we were successful. We did practice every day. We had off-ice training. We did film sessions. We ran it like a business, and that's why we were so successful. So the transition hasn't been that tough from that standpoint or from a preparation standpoint, but, you know, just a little bit more pre-scouting and more detail, because the teams are so well coached at this level. Every team has been. And for me, the biggest adjustment has been, you know, I was really a one-man band for the most part at the club level, and treated that job like it was a full-time job and worked it 50, 60 hours a week and didn't do it for the money. And now I have a staff of unbelievable guys, equipment and training and a volunteer coach that's prepping pre-scout and two full-time assistants that are helping with pre-scout. So, you know, it's a little bit different in that regard, where I have tons of help and I can focus on my team. And my biggest focus right now is trying to build a culture here that elite players want to come and be a part of.
When you're watching the Beavers, what are you seeing?
hard team, really hard-working team. You know, they're very committed to just outworking everybody they play. You know, and they if they're the epitome of a team that if I think if you let up and if you have any really you know spells within the games, a few minutes of taking your foot off the gas and losing focus, they're going to make you pay. And it's not through, you know, an insane amount of talent. Obviously, I mean, they're talented. They're very talented. But it's not like they have, you know, a team full of NHL draft picks. They just have a team full of kids that work. And they have enough skill to hurt you. And obviously, Tom's done a heck of a job with that program. And, you know, to his credit and to that program's credit, they're regarded as, you know, one of the hardest working teams in college hockey. They're heavy, they're hard, and they play fast, and we know that they're going to be a handful for us to play against, and if our guys aren't ready to work, we're in for a long weekend.
Greg, thanks for your time. Safe travels. Pack some warm clothes, and we'll see you this weekend.
Awesome. Thanks. Look forward to it.